This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our House Speaker Paul Ryan is trying to quiet a rebellion within the ranks. A growing number of moderate Republicans trying to force a vote on four different immigration measures, saying it's time to settle the DACA issue. Well, Congressman Jeff Dunham, he's a Republican from California, is leading the charge to force Ryan's hand on a measure that would give Dreamers a pathway to legal status.
It's a 12-year process, and I believe that this earned pathway, this earned 12-year process would put you at the back of the line. But certainly somebody who's been here, who's graduated from our schools, that's been in our community, that has followed the executive order under Obama should have that opportunity.
All right, Dunham has the support of Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi. Now, that is causing GOP leaders to sound the alarm, warning that moving forward with this plan could actually hurt Republicans badly in the fall elections. Congressman Jim Jordan, he's a Republican from Ohio, a member of the Freedom Caucus, and you guys made a bold move today. Great to have you with us tonight. So let's talk about this. The farm bill is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. You guys are saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't want to vote on that until you get to vote on something related to immigration, which is the Chairman Goodlatte bill.
Yeah.
That's very specific. Is there going to be a vote on the farm bill tomorrow?
Well, we'll see. A couple things to get, I think, right here at the start. The Goodlatte bill is the bill that's consistent with what the mandate of the 2016 election was all about on immigration. It does things in the right order. It says build the border security wall, in-chain migration, stop the visa lottery, deal with sanctuary cities, reform our asylum laws, all the way down the list. And then it also says, and after we do it in that prioritizing fashion, we'll deal with the DACA situation. That's what the American people elected us to do. So the concern I have with what Mr. Denham is doing is it's fine to use the rules any way you can to get something done, but they're attempting to use the rules, I think, to accomplish a goal that is not consistent with the mandate of the election, not consistent with what we told the American people we're going to do. That's our problem, and we have kind of linked it to the farm bill because this is an important piece of legislation, and we want to make sure we get the right thing done on immigration as well.
All right, House Majority Leader, obviously Republican, Kevin McCarthy, said this. I've already told them we're going to give them a vote on Goodlatte, so I don't understand the difficulty.
Well, it's one thing to be told something. It's another thing for it to happen. And right now the Democrats aren't voting for the farm bill, and so we understand that this is something that we can tie into this immigration debate to accomplish what we told the American people we're going to accomplish on immigration. I like the welfare reform in the farm bill, the food stamp reform. I think it's needed, the work requirements that are there. So I like that. But I also want to get immigration right. And the fact that we have a group of our colleagues, good members, well-intentioned, who are pushing something different that is not consistent with the mandate of the election, that's a concern. And that's why we in the Freedom Caucus are saying, wait a minute, time out. I would say this. We make this job way too hard. It's pretty simple. What did we tell the voters we're going to do? We didn't tell them we were going to do some kind of DACA bill alone, which will be the result of what they put together on this discharge petition and this process they're using. We did tell them we would build the border security wall, in-chain migration, deal with the visa lottery, and oh, by the way, when we do all that, we'll also deal with DACA. That's consistent with what we're supposed to do.
Okay, to the right of you, you could argue. Congressman Steve King tweeting this yesterday, holy cow, Freedom Caucus is linking amnesty bill to farm bill. Do I have to start an anti-amnesty caucus? Yeah, at Real Donald Trump, at Rep. Mark Meadows.
Yeah, the conservatives all across this country understand that the Goodlatte legislation is conservative and the kind of legislation we need and does what I just described. It's got like 20-some different policy areas that goes down. We have asked our leadership for a vote on that. They have promised to get that. It's yet to happen, and that promise was given months ago. All we're trying to do is make sure it does, in fact, actually.
Well, Representative Jim Jordan spelling it out, and of course, you know, it's typical of the Beltway. It can be a bit confusing, and I can understand. I think the way he lays it out is pretty practical. Makes a lot of sense. What do you think? Let us know. Drop me a line, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As always, great to have you along with us as we enjoy another day. Got a lot of activity on the docket. Stay with us. We've got more. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. We're coming on just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
An immigration crisis might be brewing for House Speaker Paul Ryan and his leadership team. We told you last night that the House is just 5 GOP votes away from bringing several different DACA bills to the floor in a tactic to go around House leadership. GOP leaders fear the effort could cost the party control of the House in the midterm elections. Here to debate it, Republican Jeff Denham from California, who supports the maneuver, and Republican Sean Duffy from Wisconsin, who opposes it. All right, guys, we're going to get into all the parliamentary tricks, Queen of the Hill and discharge petition. We'll lose the whole audience. So, Congressman Denham, you are really in favor of turning the House floor over to Nancy Pelosi to run this debate. Why?
No, not at all. I expect to have a full debate in front of the American public, do exactly what Paul Ryan said when he took the speakership.
But it turns the debate over to the Democrats. Okay?
No, not at all.
Why?
No.
Why?
The speaker?
The discharge petition. That's the maneuver, isn't it?
Yes, which we have a Republican majority. We control all of the rules. The leader controls the floor debate. Paul Ryan has his own bill. The president has a bill. Goodlatte has a bill. I mean, yes, the Democrats get a bill, too, but ultimately we're going to do what the president is asking for and give him border security because we cannot wait any longer. You know, look, every year that goes by, another 500,000 people come across our southern border. So the 8 years that Sean and I have been in office together, that's 4 million people from doing nothing.
Yes,
it is time to act, and this president is asking for action.
Look at this. Sounds fantastic. This is practically, he's practically building the wall himself over there.
What's going on? I think we want to get to the same spot. I don't like the tactic. Jeff knows that. I don't think the discharge petition is the way to go. It does, I think, turn the floor over to a what's called Queen of the Hill. You put up four bills. The one that gets 218, which is a majority, is the one that passes. Here's the deal. We have a wide agreement on Trump's four pillars. That'll pass. So Jeff will vote for that. The Freedom Caucus will vote for that. All we need is leadership to put the Trump bill up in the House, and it'll pass.
I have a question for you two guys. You guys are smart guys. The Goodlatte bill is the right way to go. I know you're in the Central Valley. You're worried about the farmers, worried about those workers coming in. Got to stop this chain migration. That is a mass multiplier of immigration into the United States with distant relatives hopscotching into the country without merit, without basis of merit. Chain migration, got to build the wall. We got to reform the asylum process. All that has to be done. And we've got to get rid of the visa lottery. All that stuff's got to be done. That's all in the Goodlatte bill. Why the heck might we? Why are we having four bills? You don't need four bills.
We don't have the votes for Goodlatte. I would vote for Goodlatte.
That's despicable, frankly.
Well, it is. But here's the deal. Donald Trump has said, listen, I want to build a wall. All those other things have come in on the backside. So let's come together, put $25 billion in, let's build the wall and make some other tweaks to, again, stop chain migration, stop the visa lottery. We'll deal with DACA. But that's the package that the president wants. It's very generous to the the DACA kids, but also gives us border security, and we can all vote for it. I don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. I can't predict what happens over there.
I can't support the good lab bill.
It's not good. This was Trump. Trump's four pillars.
Why can't you support it? I'm just curious. Why?
Well, because so many people talk about extending amnesty. I did not support President Obama's executive order. I thought that it was unconstitutional, and I felt that Congress needs to do its job and actually do real reform. And just doing an extension of Obama's policy 3 years at a time doesn't make any sense. Look, if we're going to do this, we need to make sure that we fix the wall and fix some of these problems, but also have a permanent fix for the
Greeners. You don't want to build the wall.
Absolutely, I do.
You want to build the whole wall that Trump wants to
build? Yes, of course.
So the only problem you have with Goodlatte is the amnesty for what ends up being 800,000, I think, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Well, this is the problem. And we knew that was going to be a sticking point, the whole amnesty debate. And, of course, as you recall, President Trump went from 800 without, I don't know, it came out of the blue for me, 1.8 million. And, of course, that 1.8 million potentially all had a chance, but they didn't want to register. You know, they didn't want to be in the deal. So I'm not sure that even if we offer amnesty for the full 1.8 million, if they wouldn't register to begin with, are they going to do it after 1.8 is allowed in? But again, that is where the rub is, and this is a tough thing. And, of course, there are elements of the GOP that feel, especially Kevin McCarthy, that if they do this, that it could cause a revolt within the GOP and hand over the leadership of the House to Nancy Pelosi. That is quite scary, to say the least, right? Well, we heard about a rampage at Donald Trump's golf club. A gunman was arrested at Trump Resort in Florida after opening fire, yelling anti-Trump sentiments. A man who police say was yelling these sentiments was arrested early this morning after exchanging gunfire with officers in the lobby of a hotel at a sprawling golf resort that the president owns near Miami. Now, yellow caution tape was seen stretched across the main gate of the Trump National Doral Golf Club Friday morning following the overnight rampage in which the shooter, identified as a 42-year-old Doral resident, burst into the property for unknown reasons and draped an American flag over a lobby counter while spraying bullets. Could you imagine? I mean, that is an incredible facility, and for that to have that kind of breach, this is most incredible. According to the Miami-Dade Police Director Juan Perez, who told a Miami radio station, said the guy was ready for war. He was waiting for our officers to come in. Well, thank God that it worked out much more favorably than what they thought could have originally occurred. That is way, way crazy, to say the least. Well, the White House continues to be concerned about the leaks, and what's being reported there is following a week marked by damaging leaks and intense media scrutiny. Rattled White House communication staffers have been told in closed-door meetings that a major purge is likely to come soon. This is what Fox News is reporting. Many in the White House blame Chief of Staff John Kelly and Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway for failing to apologize for leaked comments made by communications aide Kelly Sadler after Senator John McCain, four White House sources, told Fox News. Sadler was overheard talking about the Arizona Republicans' opposition to Trump's pick to lead the CIA, Gina Haspel, saying that his opinion is irrelevant because he's dying anyway. Comment came during a meeting of about two dozen White House communication staffers on Thursday morning. This is, what's been going on in terms of leaks and, in our conversations with Ron Kessler on his new book, had commented that Kellyanne Conway is, she's like the leaker in charge, according to him. This whole leaking process, it's like, what leaks are authorized, which are not? I mean, it's insane, but we're understanding that when it comes to the Beltway, that is the economy of Washington, D.C., is if you've got leaking information and you're the go-to person, well, then your franchisability and your value, to the whole media enterprise goes up exponentially. And what we've been hearing as well, and we talked about it yesterday, is that Is there a resident mole or moles within the White House that may be exacerbating the leaks and all this other stuff? Well, I tell you, and they're talking about not only cleaning up the comms department, but also Jerome Corsi, who we hope to be talking with next week, says that there is going to be a major shakeup a-coming. Yes, a major shakeup a-coming. And for those of you that have said, hey, it's about time, and you knew this, it's all a matter of timing, what may happen with the intelligence community. So stay tuned for more details. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG. Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Love was stronger.
Martinez live.
H-O-A Like is fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back on this very independent Bill Martinez live radio show, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, in our conversation with Dr. Paul Kengor on his new book, Dupes, we learned not only how the Russians, but how other communication entities and institutions have done everything they can to influence the thinking of we Americans. And think not that duping was only something that happened then. Of course, that whole process continues to this day if you haven't figured it out yet. And, of course, we're getting a lot of duping information coming out of Israel for their 70th anniversary that's been taking place and what the Palestinians would want us to believe. And here to help us understand and clear up some of the reporting, because lots of fake news out there and, of course, a lot of partisan news in terms of what is being reported. And this is always the challenge, and this is why, for us, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Daniela Greenbaum joins us now. She's a columnist at Business Insider, where she writes on politics and culture. Before joining Business Insider, she was the assistant editor at Commentary Magazine. Daniela, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, good to have you here to give us some objectivity regarding, you know, the culprits of the Gaza violence. I mean, we're led to believe that it's Israel's, you know, very provocative acts, killing young people. And I mean, the reports that were coming out that were anti-Israel were quite abundant. But, of course, you did some extra work. I mean, you actually looked into it to realize that, hey, there was more to the people group that was storming the fences there at the Gaza.
Yeah, I think the reporting was flawed in two ways. The first is that in the beginning, all these reports were coming out that made it seem like Israel just arbitrarily decided to kill these people, right? There was no focus on the violence that was happening at the border. There was no focus on the fact that the people that were storming the border were very honestly stating their intention to cross it and maim and kill whoever they found. There was no mention of the fact that they were planting bombs and throwing Molotov cocktails and sending kites that were on fire over the border to set flame to Israeli fields and warehouses. So that was the first sort of flaw in the reporting. The second, of course, was that when talking about the victims of the violence, no one mentioned the fact that almost all of the victims were affiliated with Hamas, which the U.S. recognized as a terrorist institution for many years. So you hear about these Palestinian victims, and you're imagining innocent civilians who are all collateral damage, when the reality is the vast majority of the people that have died this week in Gaza were Hamas affiliates.
Yeah, and to varying degrees of affiliation here as well. And what we've understood in the past, the pattern of Hamas is they're going to use civilians for this collateral damage, optics, and more than optics. I mean, you know, we know the results here, and, you know, these families are forced. I mean, some of them have no choice. They're dragged there, aren't they?
They're dragged, they're incentivized financially. I mean, the people living in Gaza, not the power structures, not the politicians, but the average people are extremely poor. And Hamas is basically telling them, you know, if you show up, we're going to feed you, we're going to pay you. And the reality is that the biggest perpetrators of violence against poor Palestinians is Hamas. Mm-hmm. And they are using their own people as human shields. They're embedding themselves within civilians. And then, you know, what Hamas has understood is that their biggest weapon against the state of Israel is not going to be rockets, it's not going to be bombs, it's not going to be wire cutters that cross the border. Their biggest weapon against the state of Israel is going to be in the diplomatic realm. It's going to be a public shaming. It's going to be PR. And so they do use civilians in the hope that their own people will be killed, and then that they can use that as a talking point against Israel.
Kind of amazing that here it is, first of all, internationally speaking, it is against the law to use human shields. They could care less. They use that, and then they want the covering of the international community after they have violated international law.
Well, that's the craziest thing. I mean, Hamas, like, over and over again was very open We have violent intentions. You know, we're using weapons. We're planning to storm the border. We want to maim and kill the people we find. Then they claimed all of the victims, or I should say most of the victims, as theirs. But then you see the human rights world and the liberal media reporting this as, oh, they were all peaceful protesters. They were demonstrators. This wasn't a riot. The victims were all innocent civilians. It's like Hamas is telling you something. Why wouldn't we believe what they're saying?
Well, look at the headline. Israel is celebrating the 70th anniversary of their rebirth as a nation. I think something to celebrate about. I mean, it's very positive, right? Now, Hamas and the Palestinians, for them, it is Nabka, just by name. Catastrophe. It's a day of catastrophe. So you got a day of anniversary, a day of celebration and gratefulness to God for a rebirth of the nation on one hand. And then on the other hand, you have a day of catastrophe. Nabka, that's the perception. So that's the crossroads. That's the dynamic tension that's happening there at the Gaza. And, you know, the media, meanwhile, is picking up on stuff and becoming accessories to this propaganda, including you saw that story about the baby that got a lot of coverage. Right. And then they're finding out what the whole story on this baby is all about. But for a while there, for a bit of the cycle, you know, it was a disaster. It was Israel had killed this baby.
I know. I mean, my first thought when I saw that story was, who in their right mind brings an 8-month-old to a battleground, which is essentially what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Well, supposedly it was the 12-year-old brother that brought the child to the battleground. And also what we're finding out is that, according to an unnamed source, because you could imagine, I mean, you get a little bit of truth even from the Palestinians. And Hamas is not going to be real happy with the exposure of the truth. And that is that that baby was already suffering, you know, from Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's and thank God for that baby not being in England, because if that baby was in England, it wouldn't have been able to get out. You know, so as we know, what has happened a couple of times with young babies who have been in a mortal situation. Just sidebar comment, maybe a bit irrelevant, but just to kind of put this in context, how children have been used, you know, for varying optics and varying pieces of propaganda.
Yes, I think, you know, Hamas, it's not just 8-month-olds, it's people who are, you know, under 10 or even under 15. Hamas knows that there's nothing that is going to pull at people's heartstrings more than the idea that a child has been killed as a result of this violence. And so they don't care. They're willing to put their own children's lives at risk in order to make a political point. And I think that really just says everything you need to know about this conflict.
And meanwhile, on the upside, Israel is celebrating 70 years, another miracle for Israel and for that land. I mean, it's just been like one miracle after another. And when I speak of the miraculous, I mean, how, I don't know how you get there without the hand of God being upon this nation.
Well, on that, I completely agree with you.
Yeah. Well, I know that's, you know, for some people, they may see that as a bit of commentary, but, again, you know, I think for some that are looking, you know, for a sign and they really want to know for sure that what God has told them would happen is happening, all you have to look and appreciate the 70th anniversary of a nation that was born again back in 1948, and it continues to be protected. But meanwhile, the anti-Israel sentiment is growing. And also, it's interesting, Daniela, that it seems like the Democrats are starting to reconfigure their position on Israel as well. I find that to be a bit interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think in reality, it's not going to be good for Israel, and it's not going to be good for America if being pro-Israel becomes a partisan thing, right? If it's only Republicans who are supportive, that's not going to be good in the long term for a partnership with Israel.
Yep.
But I'm optimistic. I mean, we've seen...
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Live. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. Did you know that the quality of sibling relationships is one of the most important predictors of mental health in old age? Okay, you want me to say that again? All right. The quality of sibling relationships is one of the most important predictors of mental health in old age. Now, I'm not just saying that. This is according to the American Journal of Psychiatry. And here to tell us more about it is the Director of Counseling, for Focus on the Family. Jeremy Keaton joins us now. Jeremy, good to see you live and in person, or not exactly in person, but live in person radio talk-wise. I was grateful that we had a chance to run into one another when Focus on the Family hosted the radio show a couple of weeks back. Again, the family there at Focus is just always so gracious, and I really appreciate the partnership.
Well, Bill, thank you. It was good to meet you face-to-face recently as well, and it's good to be with your listeners today on a topic that I hope we can encourage them on. There's some good news about sibling relationships here.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Here they are. I mean, so important. I mean, brothers, sisters we've grown up with, and yet we can at times... I don't know if it's just familiarity breeding contempt, what it is, but sometimes we just can't seem to get along. What's going on here?
Well, isn't that the classic age-old tale of sibling rivalry? And, you know, of course, Bill, that is part of the natural process of growing up. studies that have even looked at long-term sibling relationships show more conflict or distance in the teen years, but 70 years old and plus, mm-hmm. siblings begin to have more support for each other. And that's just a sign to us, a reminder of really what common sense says to value those that you'll have a lifelong relationship with. We often tell my children that the person, hopefully, that you will know the longest in this life will be the brother or the sister that you're sitting beside right now. So let's work through these issues, and we use it as a conversation starter in our home.
Right. Well, the fact of the matter is 90% of people in Western families grow up in households with at least one biological, half-step, or adoptive sibling. But for many of those people, an agreeable relationship between siblings isn't always a given. It does take work, doesn't it?
Well, a relationship is like a rowboat. Two rowboats together in a lake will always drift apart. You have to row to keep them together, and that's an illustration that I have heard most of my life from counselors and mentors and friends, that you do have to work at things that are valuable, but valuing your relationships with a sibling, whether you're young or old, it's never too late, and it's something that we would encourage and emphasize.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy, as you say, the research would indicate that in the latter years, I guess some of the fussing and some of the disagreements that occur really kind of end up where they need to be. And that is not as significant, not as important. And maturity and life experience has a way of realizing that we are two rowboats out there in the lake, and maybe we've drifted apart. But you know what? We've got a lot of memories to share, right?
Well, what you're pointing to, Bill, is the fact that we really have to keep a growth mindset. Don't get stuck in childhood roles or even in family birth order issues. Remember, if you're an adult now, you're an adult now. And to transform and grow those relationships, you know, the oldest doesn't always have to be in charge, or the youngest doesn't always have to be protected. And sometimes we hold on to this kind of stuck in time mindset. But keeping a growth mindset can often let tensions wash away, and also remembering to kind of lower the heat in the relationship. If you've had difficulty, find ways to set some things down or aside, or at least which things to maybe not focus on in the conversations when you get to have them.
Yeah, Jeremy, let's unfold that a little bit more. I mean, this growth process, and to keep it fresh, to keep it going. Because sometimes, let's face it, we can be ornery and we want to hold on to those things. And of course, we're told often, especially as people of faith, that forgiveness is such a wonderful gift. But if we're not free to give that gift, boy, I'll tell you, that really is a drag on relationships, is it not?
Well, being free to forgive often requires some of our own self-reflection, our own spiritual journey with the Lord. And certainly being able to offer forgiveness or set something aside doesn't mean that you're saying what happened earlier was okay. But if you can find social support for yourself to not focus on whatever wrong has occurred, or apologize yourself for something you can own, that can really thaw a relationship and allow that growth mindset. Mm-hmm. And one other tip is to just look ahead in life. Call your sibling and don't talk about what was behind you, but talk about what's ahead. What are your goals? What are the things you can invite them into knowing about that you're aiming for, or new ventures you're part of? And having a forward-looking perspective can also help relationships that have a lot of baggage behind them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you touched a little bit on what you do in your family in nurturing your kids to promote a positive sibling relationship. What should parents do?
Well, really valuing differences in your home, not focusing on the differences in a critical way, but celebrating the fact that, you know, I have one of my kids that's kind of the clown. He loves to dance and move and make the jokes at the dinner table. And so we all kind of know that and celebrate that about him, make fun times around that. And then I have another one that's very thoughtful, very engineering-like, and we'll watch the things he creates, and we will celebrate his strengths. And then I have a daughter who loves to tumble, and we'll celebrate that all together at the dinner table, stop and talk about what they're interested in, valuing differences and not pitting the differences against one another can be a real key ethic in the home.
Yeah, you know, if you have a daughter that's tumbling through the jello, don't get upset. Just tumble with her. And it can be
right.
It can be fun, right? I mean,
that's
know, and that's exactly, I think that is so key in families is that, and it's neat as a parent to watch, you know, the arrows around the table, of course, making reference to that movie Like Arrows, but those arrows that are in the quiver of the father and mother that are around the table. It is such a celebration. To appreciate just how unique their identities are and their giftings, and it's kind of wild. I mean, you know, it's kind of like watching a plant grow. You know, just you plant it as a seed and it just starts to bud up, and it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Well, celebrating one another and going to each other's events and passing that around the family, making your schedule accommodate where siblings come to events for their siblings. I think that's a very appropriate and needed lifestyle in the home that helps build sibling relationships. And then lastly, one thing I want to say is before we're off the air is speaking apologies in the home, rehearsing that, prompting, and sometimes they'll apologize through gritted teeth. And yet, especially for a younger child, you're teaching them the motion of that, even if they don't have the emotion of that yet. You're setting a neural pathway in their brain saying, look, you can consider the other and face the other when there's a moment of humility. And that goes a long way through the years for all of our relationships, Bill.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jeremy. I especially like the quick apology. You know, you cut your losses faster. You're not dragging around and giving the enemy more ground in which to just torment you with. Because a quicker apology, it is win-win. Trust me, I've held on to those things regrettably, and I have found by experience, and I'm sure as you have, Jeremy, that a quick apology is always better.
Amen.
Amen. There he is. Focus on the Family's Director of Counseling, Jeremy Keaton, has been with us. Jeremy, have a blessed day. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, a lot could happen in a very positive way to get this country back on track if there was, a more ardent pursuit of the truth and objective reporting in the media, don't you think? 14 minutes right now before the top of the hour. Case in point here, the other day, the president answered a sheriff's question about MS-13 gang, right? Well, you know, anything that has to do with immigrants, even if it's the bad guys like MS-13, boy, I'll tell you, the media will run with it. Well, the president referred to the gang members as animals. Well, the American political press swung into action to declare President Trump had called all immigrants animals. It didn't take a rocket scientist, Eric Erickson writes, to read the transcript to see the president was in context talking about MS-13. But of course, the default for the media has always been to give Democrats the benefit of the doubt and presume Republicans are guilty until they prove themselves innocent. Julia Seymour joins us now. And Julia is an assistant managing editor for MRC Business, where she analyzes and exposes media bias on a range of economic and business issues. Julia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hey, like I just pointed out, all this noise and distraction takes away from something very, very positive. And, MRC has been monitoring this for quite a while. The media has purposely been anti-Trump. When you've got 9 out of 10 reports on the president being negative, I mean, you have to do that on purpose. That's not by accident, certainly.
I think those numbers, which my colleagues have been dutifully coming, tracking everything and to come up with those numbers, really show there's tremendous disdain for this president and this administration. It isn't just him either. You see them attacking the heads of other, government agencies, his appointees, essentially, over and over again. But yes, there's so much noise and so much looking for bad stories about Trump that really good economic news is being ignored either on purpose or just crowded out by the other stories they're choosing to pursue.
Exactly. And I think that whatever you're wired to receive, if you're anti-Trump and, you know, anything that's against Trump, then, you know, that just fills that part of your brain. Because sometimes it's very difficult and challenging for those of us who are looking at the bright side. You know, we're seeing the glass half full and not half empty. And we look at all the wins that this president has done in spite of the resistance. I mean, most amazing. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You know, they talk about all the, you know, the GOP disaster that the midterm elections, because by tradition is supposed to happen. But it's like going, wait a minute. Why do you want to get rid of the very thing that's helping you, that just gave you a big tax break, that has unemployment down to 3.9%, probably the lowest it's been in a couple of decades? You know, the enthusiasm of new businesses, you know, you keep your eye on businesses. I mean, every bank I speak with, Julia, I mean, they tell me all the time, new business activity is through the roof right now. So the signs are very positive, and then you get people go, oh, well, we just hate the guy. We hate the guy. Okay, all right, well, yeah, you know, there's no conversation, you know.
Yeah, there is so much good economic news out there. You know, not every single thing. And, you know, I do think it's important to understand that the economies move, and this isn't all necessarily directly causally related to who's in the White House. But the media, if they like the person in the White House, will immediately talk about how great the economy is. And when they don't like who's in the White House, they don't talk about it, or they spin it negatively. And exactly, that's what we're seeing. I mean, I looked at, I specifically analyzed more than a month of coverage looking for economic news, and I found that, you know, out of 35 nights, three networks, so 105 news programs, there were only 18 stories bringing up the U.S. economy.
Wow.
That's ridiculous, especially considering that in the midterm, the upcoming midterm elections, voters are still saying the economy is their top issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's hard for them to resist, even the ones that hate Trump so bad. When they look in their wallet and they've got more money in there, it's kind of hard. You know, what are you going to believe, your heart or your lying eyes here, you know, so to speak? And, you know, this is the thing. But this is the same thing that happened, you know, when President, well, then candidate Trump was running for president. You know, we were getting all kinds of bad news about his campaign. But meanwhile, you know, you go to these events that he was giving, these campaign speeches, and thousands of people waiting in line, some people not allowed to get in because it was just, you know, to capacity. And that was the repeated scenario versus what was happening with the other camp. I happened to be in Florida at the time, and there was an event for the Democrats, and the presidential candidate just drove by because there were only eight people there waiting for her to show up.
Yeah. It's also consistent overall. I mean, we've seen this with prior administrations, too. I mean, under Obama, who came in during a recession, you know, he got the benefit of the doubt again and again and again about his economic policies. And yet the Bush administration, for years before the economy started to go downhill, the media were talking it down. They were emphasizing layoffs and pink slips when things were good. Mm. So, you know, this is a consistent problem and hypocrisy on the part of the liberal news media, that they only want to acknowledge good economic news when they like the person who's leading the country.
And even if they can bend it and twist it to their benefit, I mean, it really does make it partisan. And now, of course, the banner over the mainstream media is the fake news. I mean, because let's go back to H.W., Bush and the transition to the Clinton campaign. Well, they knew, and they're all the economic predictors was the economy was getting ready to burst open. And Clinton basically inherited it. He truly inherited it, unlike what they're trying to say now, because sometimes when they talk about the economy, even the former president tries to take credit for the low job levels right now. And he often says, thank you, Obama. I'm sorry, I can't connect the dots to get there.
Yeah, well, another thing, too, when they finally do talk about, like, economic growth, they'll be like, well, this is the long, you know, it's been growing for 8 years, you know. Well, we had a big hole to dig out of.
Right, yeah.
We're not in the same situation. But things, you know, have been going well during the time that I measured. And yet, you know, there were two jobs reports that came out during that time. One of them was completely ignored by the network shows. A GDP report came out completely ignored. The April jobs report they had to cover, 3.9% was too much of a, like, whoa, where are we? number for them to not report. But, yeah, again and again, they just proved that they don't care about what voters care about, and voters care about the economy.
Well, they really do, and that's probably where the big disconnect is going and taking place, and why some of these publications continue, you know, to their own injury, to lose subscribers, lose followers. But it seems that they're, you know, the heck with that kind of you know, bottom line success for their publications. It's like you know, ratings be damned. You know, we're going to go forward anyway and hold to our ideology. And then they sit there, like what happened in the 2016 election, and they're totally confounded. They just cannot believe, you know, there has to be some sort of mistake, and that's why it's the Macedonians again. I mean, they're the ones that are to blame that your cappuccino doesn't taste right, on down to that Hillary Clinton is not our president.
Well, you know, they also really love to promote themselves. I've noticed this in a lot of these broadcasts that, you know, they're too busy spending their broadcast time advertising for their show on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
In the case of ABC, during the last jobs report, they spent, you know, more than six times as much that in that same broadcast talking about Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
And promoting their parent company, Disney's new movie, Solo, A Star Wars Story, because they got started selling tickets that day.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of bias involved here, and there's also just self-promotion that they're spending so much time on.
Well, you know, and for the serious issues that we're dealing with, Julia, you know, just aside from the economy, you know, what's happening with North Korea, the
yeah.
punditry, the reckless punditry that's taken place. And this this situation, this potential, I think, historic possibility of uniting the Koreas, just because it is not their guy doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, the reckless commentary on it, I think, is, you know, it's been bothering me increasingly
yeah.
that this could spoil this opportunity.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, I haven't been watching that coverage very carefully, but I know that they still dislike this president and they don't want to give him credit for things, you know, when he deserves credit. And so, but I will say that may be another issue where people in their own lives looking at things aren't necessarily going to believe the media, because I'm personally friends with a lot of liberals, and I remember seeing their reactions like on my Facebook feed from people who were very far to the left being like, wait, we might have peace in North Korea? I can't believe I'm saying Trump might have done something good.
Yeah, it's hard for them to debate that particular one. I mean, let's ignore the fact that they have more money in their pocketbook. But, you know, okay. This is the problem with being so negative and seeing things as half empty, as they say. It doesn't make you very charming, does it?
No.
Just to say. Julia Seymour has been with us, Assistant Managing Editor for MRC. Thank you, Julia.
Best hot or cold pain relief. Get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by